This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 3rd. God's word for you today is sustainer. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 42, verse 2. And it says, "When you pass through the deep stormy sea, you can count on me to be there with you. When you pass through raging rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through persecution like fiery flames, you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you." What an assurance! Mark 8 verse 25 says, Jesus put his hands over the man's eyes a second time and made him look up. The man opened his eyes wide and he could see everything perfectly. His eyesight was completely restored. The same God that stood with this man will stand by you in the name of Jesus. The same God that did not allow him to drown literally will ensure that you do not drown in the mighty name of Jesus. The same God that gave this man a second touch will give you a second touch in the name of Jesus. God will never leave you nor forsake you. After the man had been perfectly healed, the Bible tells us in Mark 8 verse 26, which says, Jesus sent him away, saying, "Don't go back into the village on your way home." This is huge. Jesus does not want us to go back to the village. What was not good for you in obtaining your miracle is not good for you in sustaining your miracle. What was not good for you in obtaining the breakthrough is not good for you in sustaining the breakthrough. What was not good for you in acquiring the level that God has brought you into is absolutely not good for you in sustaining that level. There is something about Bethsaida that was not good, not right for this man. You need to understand your destiny. The things that are compatible with your destiny and the things that are incompatible with your destiny. Even today, Bethsaida is a fishing, commercial, prosperous settlement. It is like a village by the river, and there are a lot of ships and boats going back and forth, conveying merchants, goods, fish, and a lot of trading going on. So the blind man most likely was a beggar, or at least had people that were well-to-do around him. So being in Bethsaida was like a strategic position for him to get some change. But after encountering Jesus, levels had changed, and Jesus warned him not to go back to Bethsaida. For some of us, there were places or things or associations we needed to keep to sustain us. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your level has changed because Jesus has given you a second touch. And he is saying to you, do not go back to the village. There is something about Bethsaida that was not right for this man. Even physically, some people might eat peanuts and they are good. But another person can eat the same peanuts and break out in rashes or have an allergic reaction. Peanut is not necessarily the issue. The person is allergic to peanuts. Where Jesus encountered this man, there were things called spiritual powers, principalities, governing certain areas. They are things that will thrive in certain areas that will be resisted in other areas. Bethsaida was a place that resisted the vision of this man, the opening of the eyes for this man. So Jesus himself needed to take him out of Bethsaida and warned him not to go back there. Let us pray. Father, even as you perfect my healing, take me by the hand and guide me all the way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.